Johnny should mention it. We take the news and make fun of it. If you like to riff, join along. And now I'll stop singing this silly song. It's funny you should mention it.
Welcome to Funny You Should Mention It. I'm Gil Reif.
And I'm Lowell Benjamin.
So Lowell, I heard there was a story you wanted to talk about. What was it?
A Florida lottery ticket winner won $1.58 billion. Florida lottery ticket wins $1.58 billion with a B.
With a B.
With a B.
U.S. U.S.
U.S.
Wow. Do we know the person?
I don't think they've announced. You have to assume whoever that is probably afraid to announce this, because once they announce that name, everyone in their family, every friend they've ever had is probably going to start reaching out, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Let's say you have that ticket, you take a look and you see the numbers. What are you thinking?
I mean, how many times do you double check it? You probably look at it a few times in shock, and then you start planning this other life. You're like, how do I make my escape? What do I do?
So it estimates that after taxes, you're going to get $493 million.
And then you're pissed off. So then you spend a lot of time being upset that you only have $493 million to play with, and you'll be frustrated.
Can you imagine you drive over a pothole after you've paid $500 million in taxes and you're like, wait a minute, where is my tax money going?
It all went to that one pothole.
I'd imagine also people probably quit their job in some glorious fashion, right? If they hate their job.
What I would do if I won that kind of money, I would keep my job, but be the worst, the shittiest employee and see how long I could still keep the job. So I would not announce it. I wouldn't say F all of you. I would just show up very late, kick my feet up on the desk, take very early lunches. I'd probably put a hot tub in my office and just see how long I could ride this job out.
It depends how long is your commitment though, because what if you have a boss who ultimately just has a commitment to never firing you, and then you have this hellish nightmare?
It's a battle of wills.
Yeah. Who's more stubborn?
Here's the other thing. You could be the most beloved employee ever, because you could always pay for donuts, lunches. Right. Hey, what do you guys want for lunch? You guys want a sugar fish? I'll make this place rain sushi. I don't care. What would you do? You win that kind of money.
Probably a lot of people say this, but I feel like my lifestyle wouldn't change that much. I can't picture buying like a Rolls Royce or anything like that. So I feel like in a lot of ways, it's just sort of the comfort of knowing you don't have to work. You don't have to worry about things. I probably would comparison shop a lot less.
What's the most whimsical or outlandish thing you might do with money? There's just bizarre things you could do. Like you could say, I'm just going to go to this one city. I'm going to buy all the socks. There'll be no more socks. There's always things I've wanted as a kid that I would now be able to do, like a water slide from my bedroom into the pool. The age we're at now, would you feel too frivolous to spend money that way, knowing how many people you could help?
Yeah, you can change somebody's life dramatically with that frivolous expense. But let's assume you have enough money to do tons of good things. But I always feel like my practicality gets in the way. So I'd love like a classic muscle car, like a Camaro, a Mustang. But then I always get into then first you got to get a house big enough where you have enough space for a car like that. And then I don't know how to fix a car. So all these practical things get in the way.
I was talking about that too. It sounds like a nightmare to me when I hear about these guys with their hundreds of cars. I guess it's helpful to have those sort of hobbies when you have that kind of money. And you're like, what am I going to do with all these millions? Because my hobbies are so cheap. Like I like to play ping pong. At that stage, you take up expensive hobbies. That's where horses come in.
Probably where these billionaires are going to space all the time. Because they're like, we need something really expensive to do.
Yeah. I'm not able to burn enough money going to the Alps. And then you hear about these people who win lotteries or make a lot of money and no one ever knows because they live very humbly.
I think also it depends on the state where you win. Like some states you can remain anonymous and other states have to announce your name. I assume the ones where they don't get announced, you can live under the radar.
Do you fake a death if you want to kind of be off the radar? Maybe you take up hot air ballooning and stage a fake elaborate death so you don't have people after you.
I know whenever there's a big lottery winner, financial advisors run after the people. So somebody should have a program where we take care of everything, not just the finances, but we fake your death. We've already got your name, your new life waiting for you.
Do you want the payout right away or do you want to withhold some of that money to not go too crazy? I would paid out someone... over 1,000 years, maybe tens of thousands of years. Just give me 50K for the next 12 millennia.
If someone's not money savvy, they probably better off saying, just give me the slow payout so I can't mess this up.
It is hard to spend all that money.
Unless they're buying like islands or mansions all over the place.
You see certain actors who go bankrupt because they buy islands. I don't know how the islands aren't appreciating. Usually if you buy something, the asset goes up in value.
The plumbing. There's no plumbing. They got to build their whole infrastructure there.
So they got to invest in airports. Yeah. All kinds of stuff.
What about somebody's spouse? They were considering divorce and then all of a sudden they hit the $1 billion lottery.
Then it becomes a very expensive divorce.
I wonder if they hold off before announcing it. They get the divorce and then they quickly go cash the ticket.
Yeah, he wanted it done in a week. Are there quickie divorces? People get married super fast. They go to Vegas and get married in an hour.
There should be a rule. As fast as you can get married, you can get divorced at that exact speed.
That same Elvis impersonator should do the divorce. They should just have a return policy. You just come
back.
But
it'd be like the older Elvis when he was on his decline. He's like, it seemed like a good idea at the time, but this is how it ends up.
Maybe that saves the marriage. Maybe the fighting was all about money. And it's like, okay, well, I guess we're all right.
Then they'll fight about how to spend it.
Yeah, there'll be something else. There's all these studies that say for some, it causes depression.
It's almost like too much too soon. If somebody just all of a sudden doesn't have to work anymore and then they can get whatever they want, there should be like a slow... You get 50,000 the first year. Make your life easier.
It's conditioning. It's just like an athlete needs to be conditioned. Like there's strength training. Yeah. There should be wealth training.
Yeah.
So that they're like slowly injected with caviar. They're slowly exposed to entitlement. They're slowly taking private jets and things.
Yeah, we'll start off at the 99 cent store. Then you go to Target.
And then the $99 million store.
Yeah.
Slowly move up. It's like if you go from drinking the $2 Chuck wine and then suddenly you're guzzling down these $1,000 bottles.
Because I'm thinking like the lottery is such a strange thing, right? It's a government run gambling system. Most people
To help education. It's a vice to help with some public good, which is education. It's like, oh, we're going to start selling cigarettes for a health initiative.
A lot of people go bankrupt playing the lottery, but it changes somebody's life so dramatically.
One person,
right?
Which is also insane because we're trying to raise people up, but you're basically playing into this plutocracy. Oh, we created another elite billionaire. Because every study shows that there's diminishing returns on wealth. So the idea of earning over $1 billion all of a sudden, you definitely hit diminishing returns. It seems outlandish.
Yeah, it's a bizarre thing. Like when you step back and look at it, since it's so crazy of a thing, they should do other things. Like you won the lottery, you get to star in a sitcom or you get to be the 12th man on an NBA team. Why not have all these other
fantasies? I like it. Yeah, you get to have sex with this supermodel. And this is to help our educational system.
But it's going to help the kids.
I like that a lot better because I'm more about experiences. I think we live in such a materialistic, consumerist society. And this could be also additional revenue opportunities for public good to televise the thing. Right now, depending on the state, you might not even know who wins. So it's not even that exciting other than, oh, some schmuck won $1.58 billion. They might be somebody you wouldn't even root for. You're like, oh, I know that guy. That guy's a real prick. I don't want him to have $1.58 billion. But if the winner did something like what you talked about, like they get to be on an NBA team and play the last minute of a game, I would watch that. That'd be exciting. How about this? It's like a make-a-wish sort of thing, but instead the money goes towards education and everybody writes down what their thing is. And so if they win, they get to be, you know, in an action movie with Schwarzenegger.
And then the lesser one is Jean-Claude Van Damme. That's the last place.
Yeah, that's like there's the Mega Millions. And then there's like the people who win like $1,000. They get the low end wish.
Yeah, to your point, exactly. It's absurd for somebody to win that much money.
Yeah, more people should win. But that's what excites the people. It's this fantasy of winning $1 billion. So if you told all these people, a lot of you have a very good chance of winning $1,000. They're not going to be as excited. And yet when you tell them the odds, it's like it said 1 in 300 million. You know, they always say, oh, it's like way easier to get hit by lightning. But then how is it that there are these people who win multiple times?
I think that's why a lot of them go bankrupt because they somehow are addicted to the gambling.
So the same people winning are buying thousands or maybe even a million tickets. Like you say, you might keep playing the lottery. You're already rich. I don't understand people who play
the
lottery.
You beat the system. Stop going back into the system.
Yeah, like the house always wins eventually. So walk away with your $1 billion.
But it's also funny, like at schools, like they'll have a raffle. People contribute to win a big TV or some kind of grand prize at schools. It's that same thing where people use gambling, which is more or less an inherently bad thing. It's a strange marriage.
It does ruin some lives, but then again, so does sugar. So does a lot of things.
I still feel like it's a hard thing to explain to a kid. We're doing a raffle.
But why stop at those vices? They should add like prostitution. It's for the school.
Buy some heroin from the school. We're going to get a new jungle gym with that money. This is the playground that heroin built.
I don't know if you have any last thoughts on this topic, but I feel like give our listeners a chance to win $1 billion. If one of the listeners could win $1 billion, I think that could double our numbers.
If our numbers went from what they are today, which is modest, but we're making some progress, to $1 billion, 1.5 billion listeners, we wouldn't know what to do. It'd be too fast.
Yeah, we'd probably want to go into obscurity because, yeah.
We would change the name of our podcast overnight, change our photos.
Fake the death of the podcast, and it's too much. Yeah. We want that subscriber base over a long time. Not the lump payout of subscribers. We want to dole it out over
time. Incremental growth so we can handle it.
Yeah. We don't have the infrastructure. It's a lot. We probably need more Wi-Fi.
These microphones wouldn't be able to handle that.
Absolutely not. All right. Well, I want to thank our listeners and all the new ones who will join, all billion of them, and tune in next time.
And congratulations to the winner of that $1 billion lottery. If you happen to be one of our listeners, send us a DM. We'll have you as a guest on the show.
Yes. And we won't even charge you any money for free.
All right, thanks, everyone.
All right. Bye.